Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life. I'm Jen Eads, the everlasting white belt, full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu brown belt, still obsessed with jujitsu.
And we have a very special guest for this episode.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Darian. I am a blue belt and an occupational therapy assistant. Just recently turned to a tech nerd. So that's exciting stuff. And I'm here to talk about injury prevention and all those fun things.
Yay! Yeah, so super happy to have you here. Thank you very much for coming on. I guess start with how you got into jujitsu.
Sure. So I'm one of those people whose husbands drag them into training. yes, I would love to say that I was ballsy enough to just walk on in myself, but that's not true. My husband had been training for close to like 7 to 8 years, and we've been together for almost 10 years, and it took him 6 years to convince me to start training. He would constantly just be like, "Hey babe, can I try this on you? Can you just like lay here like a dummy real quick so I can try this?" And you know, I'd be like walking across the living room to go get the remote, and suddenly I'm like floating in space and not knowing what the heck's happening, and then booped back to walking again. And then eventually I kind of asked him like, "What in the heck is going on here? I want you to show me some things." So that's how I got started.
Nice. Nice. So do you feel like, for me with James, he got me in, I dabbled a little here and there, blah, blah, blah. But like now I'm super obsessed with it. And he's like, he still loves jujitsu, but like not to the extent that same. I do.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, I'm like, "Hey, let's go train." He'll often say like, "I've created a monster." Mm-hmm. more into it than
yep,
I am.
Exactly.
Now, yeah. It's funny how that works out.
What do you love most about it?
Oh man, the list is long. I first off am a person who has a ridiculous amount of energy. And if I don't manage it, it often kind of turns inward on me and becomes like anxiety or like irritability or just all these very negative things. But when I can manage my energy well, which jujitsu does that for me, it's a very nice energy outlet. I just become this like cool, calm, collected, like freaking awesome person. And I really like it for that. I love the community that I've met through jujitsu. Just pretty much everyone I've met has just been so cool and loving and just like the go-getter type of people. And that really inspires me on a daily basis to just keep trying to be better at things not even related to jujitsu, but obviously jujitsu as well.
Yeah. The community to me is one of the best parts. Like, you know, most of the people I'm close with do jujitsu.
Same.
How did you hear about Role Model Camp to begin with?
So I train at a place called Warrior Fitness Center, and they have camps. And we had a girl come named Samantha Valkenhaus. You guys know her. She came and trained, and I remember like grappling with her and was like, "Oh my gosh, this girl is like insane." And I'm like, "What's your name?" Anytime that happens, I'm like, "Let's be buddies. I want
right?
to know you."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I had seen some posts from her on her social media about role models. And then I also went and visited a gym called Element 26. And a girl that was training there had just finished up camp. And I like started following her on social media. So I was like, "That's two people I know with this role models camp business. Like, what's going on here?" And so I did some hunting online. And that's how I found you guys.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you actually contacted me about doing a workshop, kind of, right? I think I posted that I was looking for something.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. In that realm.
You'd mentioned something like anyone in physical therapy and, you know, like currently practicing and things like that. And I thought like, well, I'm not technically a physical therapist, but I do physical therapy with people. Yeah. So let's just put it out there. And then we connected on Messenger and I was like, how exciting.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved how like instantly you were just like, "Oh my God, this is amazing." Like, yeah. I'm gonna, you know, like you just started like having all this information, like, this is what I want to do. Like you instantly knew what your workshop was going to be about and everything. So
yeah, my brain just started I actually had just finished like building this separate like online course system for my own like training business. And I was thinking like, who the heck am I going to share this to? And then you reached out to me and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that is incredible timing. Like I have all this stuff I need to share. Let's do this."
I love that. It's kind of like one of those things where you just like give it to the world and it's like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
So can you give us a little peek into what you're going to be talking about at camp?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I have it pulled up. I told you I got my references. So there are six things that we're going to address in the workshop. And they're kind of in, they're not in any particular order necessarily, but they kind of are at the same time. So the first one is hydration. Hydration is super important, and we're going to get into why it's super important for us as jiu-jitsu practitioners, especially, and just athletes in general. The second one is energy balance and recovery. This is thankfully becoming a really important topic in the jiu-jitsu scene, which I think is relatively new, because jiu-jitsu used to be like, you know, grind or die, and you got to just keep going and freaking push yourself out of your comfort zone every freaking day. And for some people, that is the case, like do your thing. But I found balancing your energy and making sure you're doing recovery to be super important in injury prevention. There's a great quote that I love from Chris Hodder, which is my black belt's black belt. And it's like, it's not about who's here, it's about who's left. And that one was like, oh man, that's serious. Like, I want to be on the mats when I'm 92. So super important. And then the third one is nourishment. I like to say nourishment just because sometimes nutrition can be triggering, or like diet is like, diet culture is not a cool thing anymore, I guess. So nourishment is a little bit more positive. And then number four is strength training. And we're going to talk about what exactly strength training is, what it isn't, because there's a lot of confusion with that. And sometimes I find people are like really trying to push themselves in the weight room and in jiu-jitsu. And I think that can be conflicting at times when it comes to trying to keep your body healthy and safe during your practice. Then the last two are training strategies. So this is basically like how to approach each session. Like maybe you feel like dog crap and you're going in and you're like, I'm showing up for my team today. And maybe that's not the day you're trying to be the hammer and kill everybody, right? So just how to adjust your mindset based on how your body's feeling, and so that you can be successful in your own practice and help your teammates at the same time. And then the last one is the path of healing, which is pretty, I hope it's supposed to be kind of funny, because everyone who's ever gone through an injury knows that like our brains are just like, be fixed now. Like, why aren't you fixed now? I want to be back. Can we just skip this whole like healing part and just get back to it? So it's kind of like this funny little graph of how the healing process really looks, because it's just really, it's not going to be linear no matter how much we wish it was.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
I don't know anyone that needs that last one.
Right? Yeah, we're all so patient with injuries.
Exactly.
For sure. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. So you mentioned that you had done this product for your training company. Can you elaborate more on what that is?
I would love to. Yes. Okay. So I have, it's kind of like an informational business, I would say. It's called Women's Healthy Living Club. And it's basically like a holistic approach to living life, so that you address all these factors in your life to create harmony. A lot of times we can often overemphasize certain aspects of staying healthy and then neglect a few. So it's really about kind of finding that balance and rhythm that's going to work for you. And it has to do with pretty much all of these six factors. So that's why I was like, this is great, because injury prevention really comes down to your lifestyle, I think. And when you can get those things balanced, you'll have a much better time like avoiding injury. Although yeah. I will say jiu-jitsu is freaking hard. Like if you come out unscathed, like I'm questioning if you're actually training, like, are you really, right. You know? So it's kind of innate in some ways, but I think it can be managed for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I always say tapping, right? Tapping is how we can train full out and not really get injured. That doesn't mean we never get injured, but I mean, I dislocated my own shoulder doing yoga. So I can, you know, like you can get injured doing absolutely anything.
Yep.
So it's, you know, not completely preventable, but good to be able to help it and have less of it at least.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And make good decisions if you get injured.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And I've been notoriously terrible about doing it. And I'm trying really hard to change that, more for my team than for myself. You know, like they see me and they're like, oh, she's injured and she's still out here, you know, grinding. And like, okay, no, guys, I'm going to sit out. I'm going to not compete right now. I'm going to do whatever. So trying really hard to lead from the front there, but it is really hard.
It is. I had shoulder surgery back in December. So as someone that is coming back still from that, how do you kind of discern how far to push when you're training and when to kind of back off? Or because a lot of times I feel like, well, I don't want to be a wimp, but like, it's kind of starting to hurt. So is it, should I listen to it or just, you know, grind it out?
Okay. So anytime it's has to do something with like an extreme fracture or a very deep tear or a repair, like you're kind of talking about, I don't play games with that, because at the end of the day, like, you have to live your life. And if jujitsu is going to be kind of something that, you know, prevents you from doing that and ruins your daily life, I don't think it's worth it personally. Some people, if you're trying to be like ADCC world champion, they're like, screw your shoulder, you need to train. And that makes sense because it's a really high level thing. But at the end of the day, I think it really comes down to people kind of checking their expectation versus their effort and what they want to put in. So you really have to get clear about what jujitsu is for you, what your goals are in jujitsu, and then gauge your level of what you're willing to sacrifice for that. For me, like, especially when I was working in therapy directly, like, I was lifting patients all day. I need my arms. I can't be walking around broken or I can't do my job, right? So I think that's a really personal choice. And I always just advise people to listen to their bodies. And if your body is like screaming at you, you should probably take it easy and give yourself the time. Because if you don't, you're just going to set back that healing time even further.
So you are back in Colorado now. Is that correct?
Yes. It's been a week. It was a week on Tuesday that I've been back, and it's been literally insane because I didn't train very much last year just because we didn't really find a gym that we connected with that was local. Mm-hmm. And at the time we were kind of recovering from the whole COVID situation that took our jobs away. So we couldn't justify the cost of jujitsu. It's kind of expensive, and we had each other. So we're just like, let's just kill each other at home and see if that we can make that work. There were some tears shed, but we came out alive.
But your husband's all right. He made it through.
Yeah, he's fine, guys. No, it really helped us grow and like learning how to communicate. And it kind of goes with that training strategy point of like, you know, if I'm having a bad day or I'm like PMS or something like that, and he's going to be like hypercritical while we're training, I have to be the person to be like, hey, I want to train, but I'm feeling like a sensitive flower. Could we just train without talking today? And just, I know, like, I'm probably making 600 mistakes. Could you write them down and save them for later? Like, right. That would be cool. So we've learned how to navigate each other in that sense. And it's been a good learning experience.
I love that. That's really cool.
I think
cool.
Maybe that should be an off the mat tip too for later.
Right? Yeah. I like that. And so now that you're back in Colorado, are you in the same place that you can go back to your old gym, or are you in a different part?
Yes. I'm actually staying with my coaches right now, which is nice. Really fun because we love them and it's great to be all snuggly with them in both the nice sense and the struggle sense. And I was talking to my husband. He's like, I think we've trained more in a week than we have in the past year. And we've been there like almost every day. So that's been exciting. And it's been fun to like, I thought I had all this fear of like, oh no, I had time off. And all I did was really drilling at home. We didn't really roll like hard. And I thought I was just going to be dead every single day. But it turned out drilling works, guys. Like, it works. Like, I wasn't super roasted. And I thought, man, I think efficiency is like a real thing. Like, it's
so weird
coming along. So that was exciting.
That's awesome. I did like when you lived in Illinois because you could drive to see me. Truth. But I understand.
I had a great time at your gym though. I literally was like buzzing with life when I got home.
Aww, like, I love that.
And everyone was so nice and like great tough roles, especially your husband too. He was a fun role because he just did a great job of like kind of flashing like opening. Oh, you're open here. Oh, you're open here. And I was like, eh. You know, like,
yeah,
instead of just killing me every single minute, like he probably could have.
Right. Of course. It's so nice of him.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love that. I'm glad everyone was great too. I'd be upset if they weren't. And we love having guests. I think the night you came, we had a couple guests that night. So mm-hmm. Usually Thursday nights, I think we tend to have more guests, especially women, because we have the advanced class and our regular class. And
Yeah, I did try to time it with the women's stuff. I was like, I got to see the girls. Yeah. Like, come on now.
Speaking of which, are you coming in the Thursday night before camp?
I don't know if I'll make it because I have to look at my flight details. I think I get in pretty late that night.
You do. You get in pretty late. I remember the girls told me because they're picking you up.
Yep.
So
yeah,
they said they were going to come train and then go to the airport and get you.
Aww, dang it. They'll have to tell me how it went. I'll just have to really, you know, just really take advantage of the time I'm there.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be an amazing weekend. I'm so excited.
Me too.
What are you looking most forward to for camp?
Oh man, I'm looking forward to just meeting my roommates because they seem like freaking dolls. And I'm also looking forward to the 80s party because I feel like I was made for the 80s. And the fact that the one camp I chose, it's 80s themed. I was like, this is freaking synchronicity. Like I can't wait for you guys to see my outfit. It's,
oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's not bright, but there may be a thong involved and some shorts.
All right.
I just needed you to know that.
Great. I'm so excited.
Leg warmers. Okay, that's it. No more.
Can't have any more. Yeah. Rissa and I have started going around, like going to Goodwills and stuff and finding different things for our outfits. Nice. So it's going to be fun.
I'm just going into my closet and pulling out something because, you know, because I have that luxury. There you go.
I was a lot smaller in the 80s, so I don't have those clothes.
Love it.
And I know Jen is doing the lip sync. Are you going to do the lip sync, Darian?
I don't think so. I'm like a show watcher, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I used to be like a show stopper, but I've recently taken a back seat. I'm kind of liking it. So.
All right. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I know some of the acts that are, you know, going to perform. And so I think it's going to be a very entertaining night. So have you competed before?
Yes. I love competing. My first competition was like 6 or 7 months after like starting formally training at a gym. And before that, I was like, my husband would show me kind of the solo drills and I was super into yoga before doing jujitsu. And so I literally would just roll around on the floor for hours, like incorporating those solo drills into like fancy cool yoga flows. And then eventually we like signed up with his original gym in Chicago and they're super competition based. And I remember my professor, Mark Vives, he was doing a belt promotion and gave this like super moving speech of like, if you really want to know, like if your jujitsu works, you have to go compete. And I was like, well, there it is. There you have it. Gotta go. Like,
nice. So. I love Mark Vives. Oh, he's one of my best. Favorite people. Yeah. He's so great.
He is the best.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So how much, like, do you get nervous when you compete? Like, what do you like about competing? What do you dislike? We want to know all the details.
I love competing to meet, because, you know, jiu-jitsu is quite a spectrum. And that's beautiful. I don't have anything against that. There are, you know, people who train for just self-defense, people who train for just weight loss and exercise, and people who have no interest in competing. And there are serious levels to this game. And I really enjoy meeting people who literally hand me ass, because I'm just like, I like being able to face someone else's fire. And people who sign up to compete are the fiery type of people. And that's how I meet people who are going to challenge me in the future. So, you know, anytime I compete, I really do try to connect with someone, even if, you know, especially if they like kick my butt. I really like to get their information and say, hey, when can we meet up and train? Oh, you're across the states. Well, if I'm ever there, I'm going to call you. Because it is a small community. And, you know, at the end of the day, jiu-jitsu is really about kind of willingly taking your lashings in a way. And I found like most of the people I've met through competing are those type of people that are going to give me that kind of challenge. And so I love it for that. And I also love just like the mental part of facing your fear. Like, I mean, when you show up to class, that fear is like still there, but it's much smaller. And it's like, well, I know these people, they're my fam. And the more integrated you get with the community, the less fear that rises when you go to class. But when I was first training, every time I pulled up to go to class, I would literally feel like I was going to throw up like every time. I'm like, okay, just right foot, left foot, baby, walk on in. And then it would like dissolve as I started warming up and rolling around. I'm like, oh yeah, this is my people. Like, it's fine. but competition, I like that feeling. And I enjoy trying to utilize the strategies I've learned through yoga and being a health coach to manage that feeling. And every time I can do that, every piece of life outside of competition and jujitsu seems like walking, like a walk through the park. It's just like, all right, well, my car broke down, but guess what? Nobody's trying to kill me. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, not too bad.
We're going to make it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love competing. I'm a big advocate for competing. And I have met some of my really good friends through competition. Like, I mean, that's originally how we met Mark Vives for sure. Like,
yep.
You know, among so many others. But I really enjoy that, is building the community more and building jujitsu. You know, like that's how jujitsu as a whole gets better, is mm-hmm. that, you know, somebody does something to you that you've never seen before, and you go back and figure out how to stop that. Like, what do you do against that? And right. So that's how jujitsu as a whole, you know, grows.
Yeah. And especially as a woman, like, you know, we kind of are at a disadvantage in some senses in this sport, just because, you know, men are typically just stronger, bigger built. Like, there are things that we can't control about being female. And when you're constantly training with men all the time, it can be easy to be like, I'm just a piece of crap. Like, why am I even doing this sport? I'm not getting any better. Like, you know, you can drill all day, but then go and roll, and it seems like nothing you drill is clicking. But then as a woman, especially going to camps and competitions, you meet other women and you can kind of measure your progress in a much more realistic sense, especially with competing, because it's the same weight, this usually the same age, and you can really see like where do I stand with my own peers, and that can just, for me, it just is a huge boost in confidence and a huge motivator to go back to the mats and learn.
And did I hear that you have a podcast?
I do. I haven't recently updated it. I have some like backlogged episodes, and it's legit just. Like, most of it is just me in my car. Like, you can even hear the turn signal, like,
perfect.
And I'm like, ah, they almost hit me. Yeah. But I just kind of just talking about different topics of like how I view healthy living and some of the topics that we'll talk about, injury prevention, I discuss on there, and just life updates. And
what's it called?
It's called Women's Healthy Living Club Podcast.
Okay. We're going to have a link to that in the show notes.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Darian, we always ask our guests for an on-the-mat and off-the-mat tip. Do you have either of those for us?
On-the-mat tip, I would say, is to, one, kind of just show up, but be kind to yourself, because it's really difficult to pour into your community if you are feeling super empty. And sometimes that looks like taking a day off, even though people hate to hear that. And sometimes it looks like showing up and just doing drills. You know, I just really think that it's important to make sure your cup is full, and for the purpose of quality over quantity. You know, if you're dead dog tired and you're trying to learn new techniques, it's probably not going to stick very well because your system is depleted. So that's the on the mat tip. Off the mat tip, it's just be nice. Just be nice to people. That's it. Even if you're feeling like crap, just try to be nice, because there are other people out there that are feeling like crap, and more crap just makes more crap. So let's just not do that.
I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you very much. And where can people find you if they'd like to follow you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram. Facebook is kind of slowly fading away for me. Just kind of keep up with family on there, but it's at Miss D BJJ.
Can you spell that for us or for the audience?
Yeah, MissDeeBJJ.
Yeah, just so they didn't think it was Misty. So I just
wanted Good thinking. Good thinking. <you. laughs>
I knew what it was, but you know, they may need some help. Jen, where can we find you?
I too am hanging out on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen, and you can find us hanging out together sometimes on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast.
Yes, and I am AJ Klingerman everywhere you go. And of course, we have the Role Model Grappling Instagram as well. Okay.
And we have a Facebook group, the Beauty and the Gi Gang. Because we still go over onto Facebook sometimes, but
on occasion,
yeah,
do it.
I'm an Instagram girl for sure.
The best part about having the group and stuff on Facebook is when people like in the Women's Grappling Network or Women in Jiu-Jitsu or something like that ask for a podcast and I'm like tagging us. I'm like, here's how you find us. So that's helpful.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us. And I cannot wait to see you at camp.
Same.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. All right.
We will see you
on the mat.